From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Tar balls have showed up in New Orleans' Lake Pontchartrain, the latest site infiltrated by oil from the Gulf. Yesterday, BP oil reached the beaches of Texas for the first time. Meanwhile, officials say one of the relief wells is a week ahead of schedule. But as NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, they're not promising they can stop the gushing well before mid-August.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says officials are still working to connect a third vessel to the leaking well, but the weather systems in the Gulf have slowed progress. He says tar balls found in Texas were linked to the Deepwater Horizon well, but officials are still investigating whether high seas brought them or perhaps a boat that had been in the area of the spill.
The weathering of the oil was not consistent with oil that had made the trip of nearly 400 miles. Therefore, we are looking at five different vessels that might have been on the source scene. It might have been a way that the oil traveled here, although we're not ruling out any circumstances.
Allen also acknowledged tar balls found in Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans. Barges are lined up at bayous and passes to stop the oil from coming in, and cleanup crews are working to pick up the tar balls with nets. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
States in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic are in the grips of a major heat wave. Residents are being advised to stay indoors anywhere they can find air conditioning. From member station WFCR in Massachusetts, Peter Moskowitz reports from a relief center in Springfield.
As the temperature reached a hazy 100 degrees, breaking the record high, the city of Springfield, Massachusetts declared a heat emergency. The Pine Point Senior Center is one of seven cooling locations the city opened for residents without their own air conditioners. Lillian Haben is 83 years old and likes keeping active while cooling down.
Being here every day is a wonderful place to come for the activities, playing cards, jigsaw puzzles. And the main thing, they have a wonderful cooling system, and the group of people are fantastic.
Temperatures are expected to stay above 90 until Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Peter Moskowitz in Amherst.
President Obama and Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu projected a united front at the White House today, with Mr. Obama saying the bond between their two countries is unbreakable. President Obama also said he believes the Israeli leader is willing to take risks to achieve peace. Netanyahu vowed to take concrete steps in the coming weeks to advance direct peace talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The European Commission is banning most of Iran Air's fleet from flying to EU nations. The Commission says the prohibition comes after Iran Air's planes failed to pass an EU safety audit. The Commission says the move is not connected to UN sanctions against Tehran over its nuclear program. Wall Street ended 5 days of losses, with investors taking advantage of some low prices. The Dow picked up 57 points to close at 97.43. The Nasdaq gained 2. This is NPR. At least one of soccer's World Cup finalists is in place. The Netherlands beat Uruguay today 3-2. They'll find out tomorrow who they'll face in the finals after Spain and Germany face off. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports cancers of the breast and colon continue to be among the leading causes of cancer deaths. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, that's despite the fact that more Americans are getting cancer screenings.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths, even though screening for the disease has increased to more than two-thirds of Americans between the ages of 50 and 75. And breast cancer remains the leading cause of cancer deaths for women, despite the fact that more than 80% of the women over 50 got mammograms in 2008, a rate that's not much higher than in a previous survey. Screening for both colon and breast cancers is lowest among people in their 50s. Low-income persons who didn't finish high school and have no insurance are also less likely to get the exams. The CDC expects the new healthcare law will help more people get screened and urges health departments to send reminders to providers and patients and target underserved populations. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The World Health Organization is putting new limits on melamine in food and infant formula. Melamine contamination in milk products is blamed for sickening hundreds of thousands of babies in China and for the deaths of at least 6 Chinese infants. Melamine is used in making plastics, fertilizers, and concrete. The WHO rule, however, is non-binding. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.